We got more in the chamber.
Guys, we just like completely missed something that would have been really good to talk about on the podcast.
We spaced the fuck out. Honestly.
We're back. Here we are. Bro, at this one thing I went to as a kid, they had like they made us ice cream out of like liquid nitrogen right in front of us type shit.
Yeah.
And then everyone got to like bust down and shit with all this like ice cream. It was sick. It was fucking lit. And like during that thing, like we got to like go to like little like lectures.
Yeah.
Like you got to like pick three lectures you go to. I went to like one about bugs. I went to one about Frank Lloyd Wright and how he used like glass stain shit, and we got to make like a stained glass thing. And then like some other shit, I think like space shit, and then there was like this big conference at the end. Mm-hmm. And then they made the ice cream and shit.
Bro,
that shit was sick.
Like the gifted and talented program really be like programming. You know?
It makes you an outside thinker though. Like when you're out of the pack of like all the other kids.
They pull you out of class. That was the coolest shit, bro.
You get to just go do cool shit instead of being fucking class.
You're like in math or some shit, they're like, hey, come on, we got some shit to do. And it's like, I bet. I think it was science they pulled me out of, so that's why I'm so bad at science, bro. That's why science I suck at, bro.
You know what's funny, bro? Mm-hmm. There's this one time where I was on my way to the class. I was literally leaving the class.
Yeah.
And I go to get my homie in his class. I'm like, hey, is Julian ready to go to like this shit? And then she's all like Julian can wait like to go. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Nigga can't wait.
And then, I don't know what was going on. And then I go to the class. And then the teacher, she was like, oh, I literally remember her name.
Don't talk to me.
I'm not going to, but like, bruh, she was really nice. She was super fucking nice. She really like made me feel like happy to be there type shit. Mm. Like she made me feel really smart. And
I love those teachers, you know? They gas you up.
Like, as I was like a fucking kid, but she was like saying like, oh, you have so much potential.
No, but like when they recognize your like, you know, your potential, and you're like, you're the type of kid to do this, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
You know, they gas you up. But, like,
they recognize.
She asked me, she's like, hey, where's Julian? I'm like, the teacher that was, like, Julian's teacher didn't let him come. And I was like, she's messed up. Like, I just said, she's messed up. And then she said, she got so mad at me, and I felt so bad. I felt so bad. I felt like I disappointed her. I'm like, oh my god. Because she got so mad for me saying messed up. She's like, why would you say something like that? I'm like, aw. Oh, I felt bad. Because she was, she was being mean. She was because she said in a really, like, in a lot of tone to me. When she's all like, Julian can wait. And I was like, I left, you know? And I was like, all right, I'll go to my shit. I'm getting homie.
Damn,
he went to that shit too, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, dude.
Like, doing origami and shit. And, like, learn about, like, African culture and shit. And, like, Greek culture, like, Greek early.
Culture. Yeah, you'd learn about, like, all the subjects, but, like, early, you know? Like way ahead of when you're supposed to, you know?
Bro, so, I was learning about like hydrothermic vents and like the deep sea and shit, and like fucking people looking for like fossils and shit and like tubes.
I remember
like a submarine.
My gate program like had its own like individual science fair, you know, like it was separate from like the whole school type shit. Like the students had to do it at gate, so it was like we got pulled out of class and shit. It was pretty lit, man. I love getting pulled out of class.
That's the best part.
The best part of school is getting pulled out. Pulled out of anything, dog. Pause. But like, bro, the best part of school is like, you know, your name getting announced on like the intercom. It's like, hey, pack your bag, go to the office. If it's not like some shit you did, you know. Otherwise, you're worried, bro. You're worried. But if you know you're getting called out, dog, or you get a homie to call you out, bro, you get the homie to pretend he's your dad and shit.
As if you get into trouble, are you calling me?
Nah.
If you get into trouble, are you calling me?
They're gonna be like, put your parent on the phone. And I'd either call you, Kevin, or Dorian.
Because
100% I'd call you first, because I feel like you'd pick up first out of like any of those three people, you know? I feel like Kevin would probably be sleeping and wouldn't like pick up. Then Dorian would be like busy or some shit, so then he doesn't pick up. So then I got no choice, bro. I got no choice. Who would I be getting in trouble with, you know? The cocktail.
The cocktail.
Don Milario.
Don Milario.
Don Milario.
Don Eladio.
Don Eladio.
It's Don Eladio, bro.
That bitch and Don Eladio's in her fucking living room.
No.
He's drinking like a little martini, you know. He's like, okay. Drinking, he's like,
That's literally what he said. Hey. My friend.
Don Eladio. Yes, Don Eladio.
Yes,
Don
Eladio. Hector's saying, yes, Don Eladio.
Yes, Don Eladio.
Si, Don
Eladio. Si, Don Eladio.
Don Eladio. Don Hector.
Don Hector.
Ding, ding. Man, just Breaking Bad reference.
That bitch in there. Hector's at her house. Hector's in her living room.
Ding, when I come in.
Every time.
Ding, it's pissing. Ding, 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 ding.
He's fucking bugging, bro. Leaning back and forth like. Really heavy as shit, just pressing you like fucking spamming that shit. He breaks the bell, bro, like type shit, cause he's like bugging at you, and then he's like pointing at you.
He's like, and you go in there, and you go in the room, and you're all like, "Who the fuck is that?" It's like, "Oh, that's Don Hector."
She addresses him as Don Hector.
It's Don Hector.
It's Don Hector.
Would you trip? Why is he here? Why is Don Hector here? I see a girl. Why is Don Hector here?
Why is Don Hector in your living room?
Cause
look, bro, think about it. If she's addressing him as
Don Hector.
And not her like Theo Hector or some shit like that, you know, like
that means she's working.
That means she's she's working under him. Oh, he's just staying for the night. That's Don Hector. He's staying for the night.
How does your family know him? Oh, he's a friend of mine.
Oh, he's a friend.
Oh,
he's a family friend.
Like a family friend. Oh.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, he's like family.
She's like Jacob cryptic about it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Why does he care so much?
No, bro. It was just that one situation. That's it.
Would you rather fight 110-year-olds or 10 100-year-olds?
If I had my Deagle and my Switch.
Switch on my Deagle?
With like 50 mag round, you know, drum mag and shit. And I had like three of them bitches. Know what I mean?
Nah, I mean.
I could probably do it. Nah, man, I could do it, for sure. Just give me those 10 old dudes, bro. My Deagle, Switch.
Switch on my D.
A 50 round mag, 350 round mags, bro. And a little, like, you know, fanny pack to put them in type shit, you know what I mean? A little chest bag, you know what I mean? So I could just reach in and be like.
Switch on my D.
Switch on my D, bro.
Switch on my D. Switch on my D.
Switch on my D, bro.
Switch on my D, bro. Bro, now we're gonna end up saying that all the time. Fucking double cut low.
Double cut low. Switch on my D, bro.
Switch on my D, bro. She touched my double cut.
Switch on my D, bro. She touched my double cut. Bitch gonna get shot up. Bitch gonna get shot up.
Bitch gonna get shot up. Cause she touched my double cup.
She touched my double cup. Bitch gonna get shot up. Bitch gonna get shot up.
Ooh, she touched my double cup.
Ooh, bitch gonna get shot up.
Hey, pepper that bitch. Ooh, season the hoe. Ooh,
yeah, season the hoe. Ooh, ass, hey, bitch. I'ma eat it up. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Fuck
a
bitch, hey, yeah.
Eat a clip.
She sucked my dick.
Yeah, that's what you said.
In the whip.
Yeah.
Bitch wanna throw a fit. I said, nah, with that shit. Threw her ass out to the curb and shit. Bitches wanna swear using words and shit. So I swear with my gun.
Then I waste that shit. Ooh.
Niggas say I'm pussy. What the I'm not even gonna say that shit.
I was like, wait, what?
Fuck. I feel like Dorian will understand that. But Dorian
always makes us pause, bro.
I can't finish.
Dorian, stop! Stop!
I think about saying it, and then I'm like, nah, bro. I can't, bro. I can't say that shit. It's too, like, sus, you know? Bitch, touch my cup.
Bitch, touch my double cup.
Shoot her ass up.
For my double cup.
Double cup.
Double cup. Double cup. Love. Ooh, double cup.
Double cup.
Double cup.
Double cup.
Double cup is my love. Double cup.
Double cup love.
Double cup love.
Bitch ain't in love with my double cup.
This is literally nonsense. This means nothing.
This, I can't continue, bro. This bitch, you want my double cup, double cup love.
Hey, this bitch, you want my double cup love. Hey.
This bitch, you want my double cup love. Ooh. Put it in my double cup love. Ooh, ooh.
She tell me she love me.
Ooh, ooh. She tell me she love me. I said that's a lie. Ooh, ooh.
She tell me she miss me. Ooh, ooh, I tell you. Tell you, bitch, you hot.
I tell you, you hot.
Bitch, you hot.
I came inside that pussy. Ooh, I call that surprise. Ooh, ooh.
Say that shit was gushy. And
I'm gonna stop.
I'm gonna stop right there. The use of that word was bad enough for me to continue would be to really be embarrassed. Oh my god. Isis, you know what we should do? We should do a playthrough of Pokemon Black.
Why?
Because it's badass.
Because it's bad.
That's content.
Anything's content.
Yeah,
pointless.
But that'd be sick. Like, dude, that's the first Pokemon game I played as a kid.
Double cup love.
Like, that was the Pokemon game I had. You feel me? Yeah. We should play. It'd be sick. I need a reason to buy it.
Bruh.
I want it. I want to have one. So that I have the copy of, like, I never have to worry about never getting to play that game again. Cause I was retarded. I knew the eShop was ending, and I didn't buy. I had money too, and I didn't just go buy games. I could have literally just bought a fuck ton of games.
Yeah.
Cause everything was on sale too. I literally could have just bought games that I wanted. And like e-shop. Had everything on my fuck and had it all downloaded. I should have fucking did that. I fucking hate that I didn't do that.
Damn,
Because I could have had every Pokemon game. I thought that would have been so cool. And then I didn't do it. I just never got around to it. I got the Pokemon games I like, though. I got Pokemon Silver, Pokemon Red, Pokemon Crystal.
Yeah.
Like, Pokemon Silver is sick. Like, it's... Like, my Pokemon always end up feeling OP as fuck. I always get the best Pokemon, and I always get, like, the best, like, moves on them, and, like, train them, like, the right way. Like, bro, Pokemon, for me, it's fun just because of how easy it is to me, like, because, in a way, it's, like, simple, but a lot of people don't know the shit to look for, you know?
For Pokemon.
If you don't, like, understand, like, all the little bullshits, like, there's a lot of bullshit that even I fucking still don't understand, but, like, there's a lot of people who don't know enough about, like, Pokemon, like, fucking the little natures and shit, because that affects your Pokemon, like, the EVs it's gonna get, you know. Either way, bro, it's fucking, Pokemon's pretty cool, you know, but, like, I don't like new Pokemon. It's too... Like, they just change so much shit, and the shit they're changing is only gimmicks. Like, the fact that they haven't made a good game in a minute is like, bro, you just keep making the same shit. You know?
I feel like at one point, yeah, they just gotta stop and be like...
They gotta change it.
Well, they have to. What they gotta do is drop, like, that one last, like, good Pokemon game. Where it's, like, just, like, the old classic-ass Pokemon, you know?
If they just made another fucking Pokemon game with sprites again, if they're just, like, the little pixels and shit, just, they did one more, it's, like, good, like, it's really good.
They made the story good,
like,
the
godly Pokemon game, a game that, like, you actually give a fuck. Because
they,
bro,
cater to the fans.
I feel like,
you know,
in every story I've played, I never pay attention, I just spam A. I'm like... And then I end up saying, like, damn, bro, what even happened? My dumb ass.
Damn, bro, how'd we get here? Like, oh, what the fuck's happening?
Bro, at one point, when I was a kid, I got stuck in Pokemon because I didn't know where to go. I genuinely didn't know where to go. I just remember the last thing I did, and then I kept, like, trying to find, like, a very specific Pokemon for, like, a minute, and then I never found it. I was like, alright, fuck me. I'm just not gonna get that Pokemon. Fuck that Pokemon. And then, like,
the black cat. Ooh.
And then, like, a story thing happened, and I completely forgot what it was that I had to get done. I had to do a thing, and I didn't know what the fuck it was to do. And then I went to the original place I was at, and I was like, Oh, okay. And then I looked up a video of what I have to do and shit. And it's like, oh, I should have just read what she said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Listen.
Bad bitch? But she's the worst person in the blunt room.
She just does odd shit. Or does she just trip out?
She lets it canoe and shit. Like, a lot.
Like, it's, like, going all the way, and then she's still holding it, and she's like...
She's not ashing it either. She passes it to you with ash, and then, like, when you get it, it, like, falls, and you're like, oh, shit.
Half ash, and then you, like, ash it, and then the other half is just canoed as fuck, and you're like, what the fuck?
What did you do?
What did you do? And then you literally just gotta fucking torch it, and
you have to fucking ruin that part of the
room.
You
have to ruin the whole other half and just... Fuck, man.
You keep going... She just lets chaos ensue.
She's just the overall fucking degenerate. And I want nothing to do with her. You bad bitch, and I want nothing to fucking do
you
with
you know
her.
It's something I don't understand.
No.
My whole childhood, I like Sonic. I didn't, but, like, looking back, Sonic games are fucking mid. Like, I love Sonic. just because like the little anime Sonic X, did you watch that shit? That shit, it went hard, bro. Fucking, but like that shit, I was like, oh, Sonic's so cool, and like, fucking, I got like a Sonic game on my DS and shit, and like, I was like, oh, that shit's so good, so fun. But like looking back, and like I tried to play like another Sonic game like a while ago, I was like, I don't get this shit anymore, bro. People love this shit, but like from the look of it, this shit like kind of.
It's just the same like, game, like.
It is. It is. It's just like guys, like it's just the like same flips, shit.
Jumps and shit.
This is the same shit, but it's still broken. Why haven't you just fixed it yet? Why does Sonic just never work? Like, bro, I don't like video games anymore. They drive me crazy. I just get frustrated as fuck on them.
I have one video game. That's Rocket League.
No, that's explicitly two. For the reason.
Rocket League and Minecraft. Rocket League is like exclusively just for pissing me off, bro. Exclusively.
Just for me to get riled up.
Minecraft, that's the piece, bro. I know that's everything when, in
that's
Minecraft.
Exactly. That's when like, I just want to.
That's home, you know? That's where I could just chill. And
If I'm playing Minecraft, I know just what I want to do, you know?
I'm just chilling.
I'll find something to do.
I'll find something to do, make myself busy, make myself a little house and shit, get comfortable.
And then at some point, boom!
Desert the world. Come back 5 months later, maybe, when I'm bored.
And then not know where anything is or what's in my inventory.
I kick off right where I left off, bro. I'm like, I checked the chest and I'm like, yep, okay, I know where everything is. This is that world, okay. And I go outside, I'm like, then I start remembering the whole world. I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember.
Okay, okay, that's
this
over
shit's
there.
Over there, that shit's over there. Okay, yeah, I know where I am now. It's like, huh, what did I want
I to feel do? Like, bro, without a map, Minecraft can get really fucking...
It's trippy without a map, bro. Especially if you don't have, like, the world map, you know? Like,
you won't be able to get home.
You're tripped out, bro.
But you need the home map, you know what I mean?
You need a home map, yeah. I always just remember the coordinates, to be honest. I just remember the coordinates of the house.
Isn't that crazy, bro, knowing your coordinates home?
You know your home coordinates. Like, I could probably look up my coordinates right now.
Imagine we went back to the Minecraft, hey guys, the original Minecraft
comment
world.
Your coordinates in the comments below.
Bro, you remember we had two Minecraft worlds. The original Minecraft world. Do you remember where the first one?
Where we eventually
turned into creative. And then it went into... Abandoned it because we got bored.
Because we're like, we cheated already.
We're done.
And then the new Minecraft world, we swore we wouldn't go creative. We're like... We never did.
But we were crazy on there.
I think eventually we did, but that was at the very end. The thing was just dead, bro.
No.
me and Kevin.
Obviously, you guys went on there. I was about to say, because I know Kevin fucking like made Auschwitz by hand. You remember Kevin did that?
Everything was made by hand, bro, you know? Everything was crafted.
That was crazy.
It was insane, man.
The amount of Minecraft we played, like, consecutively type shit.
That whole spring break was literally just Minecraft.
We literally
it was all
fucking
just Minecraft.
Wake up. Minecraft, get to like midday, still be playing Minecraft. Everybody goes and like eats dinner, and hops on late as fuck.
Hops on at like 10,
and then it ends up onto like 3. And then when you get to 3, it's just nonsense. No,
when it's 3, we're either speaking just complete bullshit, bro, or we're just dead quiet. Finally someone says it.
Yeah, we're going to bed.
I'm gonna go to bed. Like, yeah, me too, bro.
Me too.
I'm done, bro. I was like, yeah, I was gonna say that shit. Bro. I thought y'all were still doing shit. I was just kind of falling asleep, you know, resting my eyes. You know, since it's my server.
At some point, it gets to us just being like,
hey, bro, I'm
just mumbling.
At one point, bro, nobody's talking. One person just leaves the party. And then there's like two people still in the party until like the next. Remember we had that party that no one left for a while.
Someone was always in it.
It was either Caesar or Kevin.
But someone always had the PS4 on. They just had the PS4 on.
Or it was me too. Sometimes like I'd have my mic muted.
Someone posted it.
I'd hear people like. Join and then they're
Oh, hey, what's up?
Like, yo, bro, it's like, oh shit. You just put my headset, you know? I'm watching YouTube and I just hear, yo, bro. Oh. Like, at first, I think it's part of the TV. Video, you know? I'm like,
hey, my gun.
And it's like, hey, bro, where you at?
I don't know. My gun.
And then I'm like, oh shit. And then I just plug, you know? Yeah. It always be like that, bro. It's just like someone like joins the party. Yo, bro. And then I'm like, oh shit.
Video games in middle school or something different, bro.
In high school, we got into drugs.
All of a sudden, we can't play video games.
Fuck video games. Peak Fortnite, and then we were done. We were fucking done. That's it, bro. Maybe Siege every now and then.
And that's if we really want. But every time we come back, we get confused. And then just like get turned off by the game,
and we'd
like,
be high as fuck and be like, hey, bro, you got a sesh, bro? I bet.
Pull up. We'd leave mid-match. Because we get bored and shit, dude. Playing attack and siege is fucking
It's repetitive, bro. It's repetitive.
But doing fucking defense is fun.
I like roaming, bro.
I like roaming or finding a really nice spot. But
I didn't really get comfortable with roaming until the end of my little. Rainbow Six Siege career, you know?
I was always roaming.
But, like, bro, before I was Cap Cam, bro, I'd trap that bitch up and I'd put him in good spots, bro. Some motherfuckers would always die to them, like, late match when they least suspect it, you know? They walk into the door, like, at 50 health, and then all of a sudden just. It's funny, bro. It was always funny. Cap Cam was fun. Frost is fun too.
Capcan? Dude, I'm godly Capcan.
I'm god at Capcan, dog.
Dude, I know exactly where people are gonna come in from,
you
know?
It's so easy, dog. And in some places, it's just like a booby trap, you know? It's like 50-50.
It's all about where you set it. It's 50-50. Like, and you always put it at the bottom, bro. Mm-hmm. Always put it at the fucking bottom.
Put it at the bottom, at the left.
At the very bottom. At the
left side, because people don't look at the left.
People bro. Never peek the left. They always peek the right. The
right, because they're like, Capcan puts traps on right. So it's... You gotta put it on, like, literally strategize against, like...
You need to know the angle they're gonna look at it from.
Because if they're peeking on one side, bro, they're most likely to peek on one side. It's all about probability, kind of.
Mm. It's all about getting lucky. Like,
whether or not they just burst in like a dumbass.
Or if they fucking shoot it. Like, depends on where they see it from.
Competitive, though, bro. I've never won a competitive match.
We never do. We always end up fucking around. Something happens, so like...
We get too cocky.
They always, like... And then we're like, oh, they want to fuck around, huh?
Yeah. They want to fuck around, bro. So then we get cocky as fuck, and then we get our ass whooped. Because they were serious the whole time, and we just got serious at the end.
Bro, because we got mad. Every time, we never got a rank, because we never did enough matches.
I remember I had to level up for the longest time in casual just to get out of fucking casual so I could finally go into ranked with you guys. And then I finally got into ranked. We did nothing but lose, bro. I was like, holy shit, bro.
Well, we were ass.
Yeah, we were
compared
ass.
Compared to those motherfuckers, like, the people
that... Those motherfuckers spent their lives on that shit, bro.
That's all they did.
That's all they did. We smoked
weed. We smoked weed and get bitches, bro. We fucking did shit with our lives.
We were out getting pussy, bro. Like, bro.
Literally.
We had on-demand pussy, bro. We were playing Siege as, like... Literally just to pass
in
up,
between
like,
pussy.
In between pussy was like, damn, bro. I'm gonna fuck my bitch later, bro. I need to play Siege for a while just to like,
get myself
pass the time, you know.
Just like,
just chill.
Chill, get like ready to like go fuck my bitch.
Prepared, kinda, you know what I mean? Just to deal with her shit, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean, bro.
Radio, nigga.
Radio. Yo, who the fuck isn't ready?
Nigga, you're the host.
Hey, we're starting. Oh,
Oh, okay, we're gonna start. Oh, I'll start the match. Let's start. Yo, who the fuck is the leader? Oh, my bad.
Who's the leader, bro?
It's you. Shit. No, it's not. It's like,
yeah, bro, look at
look. You look, literally have the little crown, and it's like, makes the other person the leader. It's like, motherfucker, you just did that. Nuh-uh. Prove it.
No, bro. I think that played out, like, that exact scenario played out one time. I'm pretty sure. It's like, bro, you're
start the match.
You're
like, start the match. And like, then Kevin will be like, start the match, Caesar,
Caesar fucking, like, gave someone else. Maybe, I'm not sure. But I know someone else, like, was like, no, bro, you're the leader. I was like, what the fuck, bro? You literally just do this shit. Siege? I feel like games like Siege, though. Siege, Rocket League, League of Legends, Valorant. Those are like games that you have to like really dedicate.
Valorant, bro? Valorant? No, Kevin said Valorant's easy as fuck.
Valorant's easy.
Because it's nothing but low.
It's like, you're a first person shooter.
It's just bitches on there is the thing. Because bitches love Valorant. But like, it's everyone on Valorant's ass.
It's all bitches, bro. So it's just easy.
Not even to be misogynistic, but like every time I hear like girls talk about Valor, and then I hear Kevin when he talks about Valor, it's like, what's going on? Like,
well,
it feels two sided as fuck. Where it's like,
I haven't played Valorant, to be honest, at all. Have you played Valorant?
I've seen people play Valorant, and it does not look very hard.
It's a CS:GO type game.
It's like CS:GO if it was like Overwatch. Yeah.
Literally just mixed together.
Like Team Fortress 2 or some shit, you know? Like, but even then, like, it's not a hard game. It's just the aim.
It's literally
if on CS:GO, there's people going like literally 360 and like,
like,
and like quick scoping someone.
If you're
but on like that shit, I feel like there's a lot less of it.
If you're used to point and shoots, you know, like point and shoot games, then it's gonna be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like, we grew up playing those games, then
this is all you, like,
your vision's already kind of centered, you know? Like, you know, like, the little
you
dot.
You know how to aim. That's on the game, like.
Like, bro, I feel like even with, like, my, like, actual vision, I know, like, where the center would be, you know? Like, right there. You know,
yeah.
Like if you centered out your vision, if your vision was like a,
if you could put a reticle on your eyes,
yeah,
and shit,
type shit, then I'd know how to pinpoint mine. It's crazy.
Yeah, Gracie got into a fight at school.
Bad bitch, and she knows your family drama.
What?
Bad bitch, and she knows your family drama. She, like, knows your family drama.
No.
She's bad, though. Like, Miley Cyrus bad, bro. Like, Jenna Ortega bad. Alex, Jenna Ortega bad?
To me, she's kind of weird.
Is she bad?
She's attractive. That's all I can say, like... To me, it feels like she has a lot of, like, face for such a, like, tiny person, you know what I mean? Not to body shame, I'm not trying to body shame or anything, but, like, for my taste.
I remember when I was a kid and, like, you know, Jenna Ortega was, like, younger.
Disney Channel. Younger,
and I saw her on, like, that one show, and I was like, she's kind of cute. And then we grew up, and then all of a sudden she's, like,
damn.
The
and
shit.
Like, and then it's just, like, we're the same age.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I remember, like, yeah, I was like, damn, she's, like, my age when I was, like, a kid, you know?
Oh.
So she's, like, my age now, no shit.
Oh, shit.
But, like, you
oh,
know.
Oh, damn. I forgot. Like,
it's
damn.
Like,
that means-
damn.
That she
means,
was that age at that time.
But, bro, it's fucking crazy because, like, back then she was just, like, a Disney Channel star girl, you know? Like, I didn't think much of her, to be honest. I was like, this is one of, like, those throwaway shows, to be honest. You know? And then, all of a sudden she's like Wednesday and the Netflix show and all these movies, like Scream, bro. She's in a Scream movie.
You know, it was a good show.
Addicted, she sucked, bro.
You know what was a pretty good show? Austin and Ally.
I love
that show. I feel like that was pretty good, bro. That show was pretty entertaining.
I like that one, yeah. But Ally was such a stuck-up bitch.
She was so... She was just so violently awkward. She was
a bot, bro. She was a bot.
She was just super bot, like...
Bro, she was a bot, bro.
She was such a bot. It was her fucking personality.
She had no awareness whatsoever. Anything, dog. But music, you know? Music was her whole person. She was like... A band kid, you know?
That's literally...
She's literally a band kid.
She is a band kid.
But Trish was chill. Trish was chill as fuck. Trish could smoke. Trish could be in the blunt rotation.
Dez
could be in the blunt. You'd be
tripping out. Got me. Hey, you got a light?
You got a light? Yeah, bro.
You got a light, bro? And he goes...
Dude, what's in this shit?
What's in this, man? Austin's a chill one. Austin's the one who like chills with the blood.
He'd probably be the one to pull out some like beads on his phone or some shit, you know? He'd be like, yo, bro, I just made the shit last night.
And you're like...
And then you're like, bro, I don't give a fuck, dog. He's like, nah, bro, like, check it out. Like, look.
And then at some point...
he starts singing over it. Like, bro, what the fuck? I thought you were just going to show me a beat, bro.
Shut
the fuck up. People are sleeping,
you're
bro.
You're going too far.
My neighbors are sleeping, bro. You fucking screaming damn near, bro. We're smoking.
Stop.
Chill the fuck out, bro. We're smoking.
You know the vibe of smoking at Andrew's house, bro? Mm. That vibe.
I don't think Ally could kick it.
She can't. She'd be like, what is this? You guys aren't supposed to be doing this. It's like, it's legal, bro. It's literally California. This shit's like, illegal.
You guys aren't old enough to smoke it. We're not old enough to smoke it.
It's legal. Chill. It's fucking legal. Like, it's not legal for us. It's like, no. Ally, you're a grown-ass adult.
Chill. Some people our age have med cards, okay? You a grown-ass adult, okay?
You could maybe benefit from this. Okay. Just chilling the fuck out.
Here, smoke the blunt. Maybe she could benefit from it. So yeah, we'll include Ally, Trish, Dez. Yes or no?
I feel like I'd be tripping. I'd be telling her to shut the fuck up. He'd be having the camera and shit. He'd be recording us and shit, doing shit. We're like, dude, can you fucking...
So, yeah.
Or like being like excessively goofy. Like he'd be goofier than me.
Ally and Trish could kick it, yeah.
Ally, if we got her to hit it, Trish would be already... Oh, we're smoking.
Trish would be like, oh, bet.
Oh, we're smoking, dude. Literally. Oh, we're smoking, bet.
You want me to match?
You want me to... She pulls out her purse and shit.
Gets a little, like... Has a little, like, sandwich bag. Like, big-ass
Austin got shit. Like the wraps and shit.
Austin got
oh,
the
I got
wraps.
The backwards and shit.
Yeah, man, I got my shit. Like, whips it out, busts out the bag, you know. Pulls out one wrap. He like does it so perfectly.
Man. We're saying this as though they're fucking like they're just definitely fucking stoners. Like, think about this. From the vibe that we picked up would be them being stoners. Like, this is literally all just our own personal canon. Oh my god, that's
Trish would definitely be a stoner though. Dez definitely not. No.
He just burnt.
Fuck. Dez off Adderall. Dez is on Adderall, bro. He's on Ritalin, bro.
It's Ritalin.
He's fucked up on Adderall, bro. He takes like way more than he's prescribed, bro. He's fucked up, you know.
He gets some on the side.
He gets some on the side and shit from his plug.
He actually goes periods without it. and like saves.
He has tolerance breaks, bro, from the Adderall. Then he starts fucking taking a fuck
ton. But he like holds it. He like holds on to it. He still fills his prescription. He stockpiled.
Bruh! Allie's definitely off Adderall, you know?
But Allie needs it.
But she's prescribed it.
She's like OCD or
she needs it, you know? Yeah, she needs it. Allie needs Adderall.
So she takes guys, Adderall. Hashtag Allie needs Adderall.
No, she's on Adderall, bro, all the time.
She needs help.
That's why she's like super OCD and shit, bro. She does need help.
She's always on Adderall. Always. She can't be caught off Adderall.
This bitch loves Adderall.
Bro. Like, she can't handle not being on Adderall.
Dez loves his Addies, bro. Dez can't stop popping Addies, bro.
Dez can't get over it. Dez, like, get fucked.
Dez is fucked up.
Dez,
Trish, and Austin, they stoners, bro. For sure, bro.
For sure. Stoners.
Trish especially, bro. She gets stoned as fuck. She
Austin, bro, he's a rock star, bro. Austin, no smokes. Shit, he's gonna smoke weed,
Austin
bro.
Austin drinks, too, bro.
Austin drinks. Austin,
he gets
like,
fucked up, too.
Austin probably did Molly once.
Austin does coke sometimes.
Austin probably got offered coke by no, like someone coke backstage
sometimes,
type shit.
You know,
like
whenever
he gets offered it,
he's like, "This is my third time, bro."
Motherfucker, he starts like punching holes in the wall. He's being that guy.
His wife comes in the room. She's like, "Hey, honey." He's like, "Oh, get away!"
No. He
gets his gun and shit. He gets paranoid.
Did
as
he
fuck.
End up with Allie? Did they get married? Does that happen? Like, did they end up together?
They did end up together at the end.
Like, I feel like they broke up at some point or something like that happened, and then they got back together.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Bro, let's watch that shit.
Bro, let's watch that shit.
The whole thing.
It's not gonna be how you think it is. You're gonna watch it and you'll be like, this shit's
boring as
shit. It's boring. It's stupid.
It's lame.
It's lame.
I don't relate to
anything. I don't relate
going
to
on.
Anything anymore because these motherfuckers like younger than me now.
You know what's sick, bro? Wizards of Waverly Place. That shit went hard, bro.
I didn't watch it that much, to be honest.
That one went hard, dog.
I knew that one went hard. A lot of people talk about
that
shit.
That shit went so hard.
It's got a fan base, bro. A whole fan base, bro.
I'd watch that shit again. But from the beginning is hard. I could not watch it from the beginning. Because that's old. Ew, dude. Thinking back, oh my god, bro. We were like
children.
We were puny. We were but specks in this world, bro.
I remember thinking like I was shit though, you know? Like, remember when you were the kid and you're like,
when you didn't even think about any, you didn't, like, you had no form of being like self-conscious. Mm-hmm. So like, you didn't give a fuck about anything. You just go. Like, that was your life. Like, you're just like, I feel like when you're a kid, you're the very most like you could be because you haven't been influenced by anything yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the pure ego.
The innocence. The pure ego.
Pure ego. That's why people, you know, they gotta travel back and, like, do that whole child, whatever, the memory regression therapy shit.
Because they have suppressed memories from their childhood that, like, make them depressed and that they're holding on to or some shit.
Yeah.
Dog, you need therapy. Dog, you need help.
Nigga, you need therapy, bro.
You could get some. You know, it's always frustrating. When it's like, nah, I'm not gonna bring that up. That's, I don't want that opinion out there. I'm not gonna bring up this opinion.
Uh-oh.
What was Alex's opinion?
You know what I hate? The big group of people.
What? What? What
the fuck?
What the fuck?
The fucking blue man
that's
group.
That's just vague as shit. But I feel like they point that at anyone, bro. Like, was it this? Was it that? It's like, Alex said this and no, that another time.
They'd assume, like, one of the big, like, the biggest answers, you know?
Just the easiest answers. The easiest just because it's like, what?
They'd be like, you probably meant that.
It's like, no. That's usually what people get caught up for not like that. You know, like, something.
It was probably like, this.
Just because I decided not to say something. The controversy gets so slippery.
Because you can't. First Amendment, it's a lie, you know? Like, you really can't say shit.
Otherwise. Yes, you can say shit, but not you. It, but does not but mean you shouldn't say it. There's always consequences to the things you say. Like
you can't just go outside and just scream. You can't. Like, go. Certain words, you know?
You can't do things like that.
You can't
that.
Just go into a grocery store and just call out every fucking racial slur you can.
It's so fucked
like you
up.
Can, but you're going it's to reap possible. The fucking
it
consequences.
It is feasible. It is something that can happen, yes, but like, why would you, why would you go as far as to do it? Literally, that's the only thing you can ask is, why would you actually do it? What's up with you?
That bitch and her intrusive thoughts went.
Every time?
Every time.
Motherfucker, no, that means she's just, like, punching me and shit. I once had a girl that, like, would just, like, hit me. Fucking, Isis. You know what girl
sucks
that,
you.
Isis, you know what girl that was?
The little Tracy girl? I knew it, bro. I knew it. That just fits her, bro.
She was just punching me and shit.
That's just crazy, bro.
She did it in her sleep, too.
Really? Maybe it's a tick. Bah! Bah! Bitch, you go. Fight back. Fight back.
Just keeps punching. She was just very punk.
Yeah. I agree. Were you ready for that amount of punk?
I didn't realize that there was a modern punk at the time. At the time, I did not understand punk. I do now.
Do you consider yourself punk?
It'd be I do in a way. I would just not tell people because like other people would not see it in, like they don't understand.
Nigga, you ain't punk.
Not everyone understands punk, like
yeah,
like
most people, well, a lot of people just see it as, like, surface-level punk of their basic understanding.
Like,
they don't know what
punk
is.
It's about anti-establishment. It's not about fucking, it's like anti-capitalism and, like, fucking, you know, fuck, you know, society pushing you down, you know. It's about being angry about shit that's bullshit, you know.
Alex,
it's about
punk.
Like,
what? Domestic terrorist out here. Yo, chill, bro. Anti-establishment. They're anti-capitalist.
Yeah.
But to be punk, you have to be a capitalist.
In a way.
In several ways.
Modern?
Modern.
Yes, because you're just buying all these clothes.
You're buying accessories.
Back then? It was less about so the whole thing was that you would make your own clothes from what you had.
Yeah.
And you would like, you know, everybody did their own like spikes and shit on their like jackets and like rip their own shit. And like now they just buy ripped jeans, you know?
And you're just kind of, yeah, that's true.
Like the whole purpose of it was like, oh, you know, you made this shit yourself. Because they didn't sell that shit. That shit was, just wasn't sold.
Damn. That'd be fucked up though, you know?
What?
Just buying your shit, not making any of your own shit.
That's like
just buying all of them. I mean,
you have to make your own shit. Like all
could,
the
you could be an Alibaba punk person, you know? With all the accessories and whatnot. Just buy them there. Type shit.
I feel like there are certain things I want to buy. I saw it was like one collar, like it was like a, it was like a wide one, with like the spikes on it. I was like, that looks pretty clean. I was like, I could pull that off. I was like, it need to be with like a jacket or something. I can't like, it can't be with just like with a shirt, you know.
Fits with the shirt. Yeah, I could see that though. Punk makes sense. I feel like us as a friend group is like, we're pretty anti-establishment. No one would exactly say we fit the aesthetic
of what?
Punk.
That's what I say. Like, I feel like you guys don't see, you don't see it in me, you know? That's why I wouldn't say I am.
You know what I'm saying? Like, us as a friend group, we're like pretty anti-establishment, you know? A little punk, I guess you would say. But it's like, we don't fit the aesthetic, you know?
We just don't.
Especially.
We're too stoner to do that.
Yeah. Oh, like a choker.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that goes hard. Like, if I had the money to dress all that, like, the amount that I wish I could, like, a lot of my clothes would be, like, spiky and shit. Like, this vest and shit, I want to put spikes on this. Like, always the shoulders and shit.
Bro, as soon as we have, like, the money to, like, actually
just customize, just get all this equipment to be able to make
it. To do it ourselves, you know, get our own warehouse. We
just fucking make a shirt, bro. What do I want to make today? Fuck, bro, let's just make this shit cool. Let's make this shit like a joke. Let's make this shit like this. I don't know, you know.
Like, fuck it. Yeah, I'll make a joke shirt. And then
I'll
just
make it. It's just a shirt I own. And then I'll go, like, take it to Goodwill one day.
I'll just, like,
just cause. And then all of a sudden, it's out there. You know what we could do? Did you know that at Buffalo Exchange, you can, like, sell your, like, clothes there?
Do
you think if we just pulled up with, like, our clothes,
we could sell it to them?
If we just have a bunch of clothes, you think they would not be down with that?
Well, it'd
be, that's possible?
It'd be just fucked up on our part, I think, to be honest.
You think, oh, we probably wouldn't get a return, like a good return for it?
No, not at all. Not even that, it's just like we're selling our own clothes to the exchange store, you know?
I don't know. But like
donating,
if we did,
to a,
like,
Goodwill, I get that. Like,
but
just,
like,
fuck it.
A Goodwill, that sounds
like
kinda...
it's a joke to you, you know? I just printed this for fun.
I put it into the world.
The screen still exists in the warehouse, but we're never fucking using it, bro. Like,
it's going in the archives.
It's deep in the archives, bro. We got like a whole like storage bin just labeled archives, you know?
It's just like shit. It's just a bunch of jokes.
Bullshit, bro.
If you actually print one out, like, this is what the fuck this shit.
If you actually, like, dig through it, maybe there's, like, one old piece where you're like, oh, okay, this was kind of cool. But then, like, other than that, it's just nothing but bullshit, bro. Bullshit.
It's like, who thought of this one? I don't remember.
Bro, we were fucked up.
My nigga, we're always fucked up making these.
My nigga, we were fucked up, bro.
My nigga, you were fucked up.
But yeah, bro, we were all fucked up, bro.
And then we look up, like, don't you remember that night you recorded a video? And it's like, bro, we're fucked up.
Like, bro, go in your memories. Shit, I'd say it's about a year from now. And then you, like, check your phone, Snapchat memories. It's like, a year.
We fucked up in this bitch.
I'm oblivious.
I'm oblivious, bro. Quiver. Yo, thank you.
Come in.
Yodi gang.
Yodi gang.
You know, you feel me?
Bro, I've been watching Hella Fulcrum recently.
He's really entertaining. If you're a stoner, bro, you'd like, bro.
There's a lot of Fulcrum haters, though, you know?
Why? He's so nice.
He's cool. He's chill.
He's so nice.
He's one of the rare, like, personalities. He's just a very respectful. Doesn't fuck with anyone, you know?
He's
like,
a very respectful person.
Like, look. He'll fuck with people, but he won't fuck with them, you know?
Really?
He won't fuck with them.
Dude. Like, you remember the time at the 7-Eleven?
That was one incident.
Like, that was completely...
That dude was,
the
like
other guy was pressing him for no reason.
And he wasn't like, an employee, either.
And then you see, he had a scooter, he was, like, swinging and shit.
He was about to hit Fulcrum, and he was like, yo,
with
chill.
A scooter, bro?
Yeah.
Chill, bro. Like...
Like, sure, he said some shit, but he apologized, like, later on, you know? Like, later in the video, he's like... You know,
yo, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah,
like,
I shouldn't have said
that. And
then
he's all like, I feel really upset. And then I was telling my family and what they think. And they're like, yeah, I was in the right. You know, like, he was like, you know, I just feel really bad. Like, he felt remorse for it, you know?
He felt bad about saying that word.
He said he apologized,
like,
you know?
About it. He's like, I feel bad for,
because he still felt bad about it. It's like, I felt bad for, like, acting that way today. Like, for
calling him that shit and then, like, acting that way towards this dude. Like, he's a genuine person, man. He's one of the few genuine people, like, in the whole YouTube community space. You know?
He's so genuine. He's all like, guys, I would never, like, lose this integrity for you, like, for no one, bro. This is never for the bag. This is not about the channel. It's not for the views. It's about spreading the message.
Every video he spreads
every
day, message,
and he always says it. He always, no matter how fucked up he gets, he tells everybody, yo, bro, like, imagine next year he's on YouTube Rewind.
He gets that fucking poppy. He's smoking a blunt.
YouTube lets him be on YouTube Rewind.
Like, smoking and shit.
He's in the background.
He's taking dabs.
It's just him in the
He's in YouTube Rewind 3 times, bro. And then in the end, he's like,
Oblivion. And then
it ends with him. He's like, Fulcrum, come in. Yo.
Yodi.
The whole stadium doing it with him, like,
Yodi, girl.
And then it just snaps, cuts, ends.
Done.
And it's. Bro, that'd be crazy, man. I'm Fulcrum.
Fulcrum, come in. Yo, gang, you feel me? What's up, Yodi gang?
What's going on, Yodi fam?
Bro, I'd love to meet fucking Fulcrum.
We'll meet him one day.
I feel like we'll really fuck with him. Like,
I feel like we'll meet him one day.
If
definitely.
We really try.
If we
keep
going.
If we try on what we're on.
If we try,
do,
try.
It
like,
will happen
to
eventually.
Keep going. Like,
we will get to
YouTube
a point where we can hit
shit,
him up.
Bro. Yeah, we'll get to a point definitely where we can just be like, yo, Fulcrum.
Yo.
Yodi gang. Like, there's 1,000%.
What's
like,
up, you feel me?
He collabs with everyone. So.
Yodi gang. Yodi gang.
I was surprised when I saw him on Aiden Ross's stream. And then that dude, Kai Kinet, because Kai Kinet's fucking everywhere, bro. You turn on your YouTube shorts, he's fucking there, you know, like, little Twitch streamer and shit. Little Twitch. Because he's short. But the dude's like, he's fucking popular as shit, you know? He hangs out with Lil Uzi. Like, motherfucker's popping, bro. It's crazy, man. Because he was just, like, streaming. It really shows, like, if you got, like, the momentum to keep going, you could probably just keep going type shit. And I feel like we got to have the strategy in mind, bro. Like, I even told you about it, you know? About the strategy, bro. The strategy. Cause it's a snowball effort, you know? You like get a little snowball, and it's bigger, 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 But then if you stop it, you know,